Well, a prophet of God who translates Genesis 1:1, in the beginning the head of the gods brought forth the gods, or the head of, he says, I translated the head of the gods called the gods. That is not in the Hebrew. It's not there.
Maury, I'm not here to defend Joseph Smith's translation or how good of a Hebrew scholar he was,
but he
whether
made
or not
scripture.
He understood that. No,
it's,
he did not make it scripture.
It's in Abraham 4.
That was an inspired translation of that word. I will stand by that word. Absolutely. I do not, the statement that you read from the Joseph Smith discourse, which has not been accepted as scripture by the Mormon Church, that one is one I can't say yes or no about. The one in Abraham I will certainly support. I believe that that was an inspired translation and it represents the most accurate and clear understanding of that word Elohim as it was used by Abraham. Now, having explained that, let me just mention one thing. You've sort of alluded to me as a guy off the street, a Mormon off the street, and I guess in a sense you may view me as such. I am certainly not an official representative of the church, but I am. I do know something about what Mormons teach. And what the basis for their teaching is. I have spent 10 years and more as a Sunday school teacher. I have been a ward Sunday school president. I am currently a stake Sunday school president.
And you never used any other literature except the scriptures. You didn't use any literature from the church written by any presidents or bishops. You never used McConkie. You never used any of these men that I'm quoting, right?
No, certainly not. That's not what I'm saying. Did you use the scriptures? You used the Bible. But you also rely on other commentaries and other statements written by other people, do you not?
Well, for example, do you ever see this one? It's a commentary on Doctrines and Covenant published by the Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Publication by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does not make it scripture. No, I have not used this.
Right, but this is an official commentary.
It may be an official commentary to you, but the word official is not in there. And the point is that it is merely a commentary. It is by someone, is someone's thoughts and considerations about the Doctrine and Covenants. It is not a scripture. It is not something that we necessarily accept as scripture.
But it's useful.
I'm not saying that these things are not useful. But one of the problems we have is that you will take something in the Journal of Discourses, and that is a 23-volume set. The volumes are quite large. If you read through, there are literally thousands of talks in there.
I've read through them all, and the volumes are small.
Well, you see, that shows that you know more about the Journal of Discourses than I do, and I'm a Mormon. And the point that I would like to make to you from that is that we do not give high regard to the Journal of Discourses as a source for Mormon doctrine. Personally, I would find it interesting, but mostly a waste of my time, because I am more interested in what the truths are that are taught in the four standard works. Now, I appreciate what you read from John Widsoe about the Journal of Discourses, but I would like to point out to you that that quotation itself is in the Journal of Discourses, and so we are not accepting that as scripture. John A. Widsoe, I must assure you absolutely that the Journal of Discourses has never been presented to the body of the Mormon Church to accept it as scripture. It has not happened.
Let me make a correction. I have never said that the Journal of Discourses, and neither did Widsoe, are scripture. He said they are standard reference works for the church. It's like the history of the church,
that volume.
And this means whenever I have to study Islam, I wrote a book on Islam, I write a book on Jehovah's Witnesses, I write a book on this. I can only go on the basis of the written record of the leadership of that movement. Here's, for example, Talmage, who says, I was given my copy by a bishop of the Mormon Church who said, Bob, here in this book, the Articles of Faith by Talmage, you will find the faith of Mormonism. And when I picked it up, lo and behold, I discovered that it said that the gods they believed in were finite gods. For example, on page 43, that God cannot be in more than one place at any one time. Again, quote, it is impossible for him to occupy at one time more than one space of such limits. And when you have a finite God, many finite gods, and you say to me, well, that's not Mormon theology. Remember, we're not discussing Mormon scripture. It's the Mormon doctrine of gods is what I charge as teaching polytheism, finite godism, and human deification. And the theology is found in other documents beside the founding articles.
Let me, on this issue of finite gods, let me focus on something that we may understand in common. Are you familiar with Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 43?
Yes.
In the New Testament. All right. Maybe it would help if we turn to that. If I have it, I have it in the New American Standard Version, which I think is a very fine translation and one which I know many of your listeners regard perhaps a little more highly than the King James translation. As you know, as Mormons, we are concerned about the accuracy of translation of the biblical record. And
Luke 24.
Right. Talking and trying to look up at the same time doesn't work.
And before we finish, I do want you, since you want to go to the Bible, to show me in the Bible where it says that you're going to be a god, your wife's going to be a goddess, and even where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are gods.
Well,
but let's get to Matthew 24.
Right, let's do that. Let me say that I'm not aware of any place in the Bible which says that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are gods. However, if I can demonstrate to you that I can become like God, I'm sure that you would agree that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob could become like God. Don't you agree?
No.
Well, all right. You're entitled to
it. Logically, it would be non sequitur.
I wouldn't call it a non sequitur, and I'm quite trained in logic also. 36 through 43, Christ, it says, and while they were telling these things, he himself, speaking of Christ, stood in their midst. But they were startled and frightened and thought that they were seeing a spirit. Now, why do you suppose they thought they were seeing a spirit? Don't answer. That's a rhetorical question. The reason
they thought they saw a spook, a ghost.
No, they thought they saw a spirit. The reason they thought they saw a spirit when they saw a man is they knew that spirits look like men. And he said to them, why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see me have. He goes on then to eat in front of them,
right,
to demonstrate that he is a physical being with flesh and bones.
Do you agree on a bodily resurrection?
Right. Do you, now, the his body and his spirit had been reunited in the resurrection. Do you not agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if that body and spirit were to become separated for any reason, would that not be, as James defined it in chapter 2:26, would that not be death?
Sure. When he dismissed his spirit, his body died.
Right. Well, Paul says he will not ever die again, that there will not be a separation of his spirit and his body.
Yeah, the body has changed. It has been
Glorified, hasn't
glorified,
it?
Glorified, right.
Absolutely. So it is quite a different body from that which he had on the earth, but it is still flesh and bones, right?
Well, it is a finite body. It is a resurrection body.
Okay. You would define that body as finite, is that correct?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. If, then, you would define that body as finite, which I would not. I would not necessarily put that label on that body.
It wouldn't be human anymore.
Oh, no, I disagree with you. Flesh and bones and looking like a man, it's definitely human, but it is also non-human in certain ways.
Well, see, this was the same body that was conceived in the womb.
Non-mortal.
Yeah, but it's the